If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
With Total Information AM here on KMOX, I'm Megan Lynch. For months, there have been problems with people getting their mail in a timely manner. And judging from some digging that KMOX has been doing, it's not going to get better.
Neither snow, nor rain, nor heat, nor gloom of night. You know the USPS motto, and it's being tested every day. And it appears that there are many days when the mail is not going out. KMOX is looking particularly at zip code 63109 and 63139, though we realize there are other areas not receiving mail. Letter carrier and union shop steward at the Southwest station, Nate Markovich, says 13 routes were cut from that station.
We had 59 routes in total and probably 70 to 80 carriers, and they took away 13 routes and expect people to do 1.5 to 2 routes in 8 hours, which is impossible.
Markovich says multiple grievances have been filed, and even if a letter carrier does not want to work overtime, they're being forced to.
Some people, they may have to get on medical restrictions just so they can work just 8 hours, which is, you know, what we're supposed to do. Now, some people on the overtime list who want the overtime, it's not affecting them as much, but they're still getting that pressure from the public when they go out to deliver. Like, well, hey, why haven't I gotten mail in 3 days?
This reduction of routes is not limited to 63109 and 39 zip codes. And while not all mail routes have been changed, it eventually is heading in that direction. KMOX has reached out to the United States Postal Service. We sent emails and have had no response. Tuesday, after being on the phone for more than an hour, eventually we were able to speak with a human, and he said our request would be forwarded on to someone who will get back with us in 3 to 4 days. Maria Aquino, KMOX News.
I'm Michael Calhoun with reaction from Congressman Mike Bost.
I hear more about this and more than nearly any other local issue.
Other members of Congress from both sides of the river also acknowledge getting lots of complaints from constituents about the mail. Bost says it's an issue he can't ignore.
When seniors fail to receive their medication on time and working families are hit with late fees for bills that never came, it's clear something is broken.
Bost says he's working several fronts on this.
The calls that come into all of our offices is all about Southern Illinois, how Southern Illinois depends on the Postal Service for timely and reliable mail delivery. If the system is now failing, they must be held accountable.
First, he wants an audit of the St. Louis Processing Center from the Postal Service Inspector General. He says that center sorts the mail for Southern Illinois. The last audit, he says, had recommendations that were never adopted. Next, a bill to require the Postal Service be more transparent when it closes facilities. And finally...
Now, I've also co-sponsored the Pony Up Act to require Postal Service to reimburse citizens for late fees caused by delayed mail.
Boss says he won't let up.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.